98.1 KZE, the up and running morning show. I'm Rick, and joining us now live on the telephone is our guest, Deb Callahan. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Great. I'm in Philadelphia, and it's a beautiful day here. So, cool. Looking out the window at all the trees, and it's a great day.
Nice. And we're looking forward to you coming up to play at the Phoenicia Playhouse this Saturday night. It's a 7 o'clock show. You bring in your awesome band with you.
Yeah, we're all really looking forward to it. I know I was just saying to you that I, before I jumped on, that I had not been to Phoenicia, but it looks like such a great town. And I actually just was in the Hudson Valley for the first time this past fall.
Cool.
Went up with a friend. We hung out in Kingston, Woodstock, and Hudson.
Nice.
Those were the main that we went. Yeah, we got to go to the barn in Woodstock.
Ah, who'd you get to see?
Yeah.
Who'd you see?
It was a house band, but a woman was the guest of the house band. I'm trying to think of her first name. Her last name was something like Ganesh. She was a singer-songwriter from New York that I had not heard of before.
Cool.
But she was great, and the whole band was great. Surprise guest of, oh my gosh, with Amy Helms, that's father's name.
Donald Fagen.
From Steely. Yes, from Steely Dan, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, wow, Donald Fagen's on stage. Yeah.
It's always a treat. Well, cool. Yeah. And where are you from, Deb?
Well, so I live in Philadelphia and have lived here for, you know, many, many years, but okay. I grew up in the Boston area, actually, a little bit north of Boston on the North Shore.
Wow, and it took you this long to come to the Hudson Valley.
I know.
Well, you're going to be performing this Saturday, so we're super psyched, and we just heard the song What I'm Working With. And how many records do you have under your catalog?
Yeah, I have 6 now.
6? Wow.
Yep. 6 and like a live DVD kind of thing. Yep. Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. So kind of in that blues world, although I would say, you know, it's sort of the blues market world, sort of in terms of playing at festivals and concerts. But I think our stuff is pretty mixed, like blues, funk, rock, soul, roots. So it's kind of a little mix of stuff.
Now, Deb, how did the Phoenicia Playhouse get in touch with you? How'd they find your music?
Yeah. So last year I was playing at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
Okay.
Which used to be in New York, but now is in Goshen, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was playing there for the first time, and Janet from Flying Cat Music, you know, approached me and her partner, and they had heard us play, and they were interested in booking us for their series. They have a Flying Cat Music has a series within the Playhouse that they book. So yeah, so I sort of talked with her over a bit of time, and we figured out, you know, the date, and here we are. So.
And there you go. You never know who's going to be listening to you or who's out there. You could be playing to 10 people, but they could be the most important people on earth. Or you could be playing to 1,000 people who like to talk to each other.
Right. So. Exactly. I know. That is interesting. Yep.
But it's a mixed bag, so you never know what you're going to get. And when you come to Phoenicia, you're going to be greeted with lots of smiling faces who want to hear great music. And what do you have in store for the people, Deb?
Okay, so I'm bringing my band. So our band is it's basically like bass drums, guitar, and vocals, and like I said, we're kind of going to play a mix of stuff that's going to be stuff that you can really sit and listen to. It's going to be sort of more of a concert there at the Playhouse. And I actually haven't been there, so I don't know if there's like if people ever get up and dance, but if so, there's...
Oh, dancing is encouraged. There are seats, okay. But dancing is encouraged. You can put the seat up and you have 2-3 feet to dance.
Okay. So, yeah, whether you're a seat chair dancer or a get up and dance on the floor person, I think it'll be a mix. So I think it'll be a fun, you know, kind of upbeat show. I feature a lot of original music that I've written. My latest CD, which is called Backbone, that was from the CD that you played that song, What I'm Working With. We'll probably, you know, feature a lot of songs from that album, but also from some of our other, some favorites from our other album. And then some, you know, chestnuts, I would say, of... cover type things, you know, that I like. So I think it'll be a mix. And
when it comes to singing, Deb, who has been your inspiration? Who got you to get in front of the microphone and belt out a song?
That's always such a good question.
I know.
I think it's like different phases of my life, but I would say this is what I think of when I think about, like, you know, so when I was a kid growing up in the around the Boston area, my mom used to listen a lot to Nina Simone. And so I just, like, you know, my parents listened to a lot of different stuff, but it was, and then we, one of four, you know, we would start collecting records and stuff ourselves. And but I think there was something about her voice and her storytelling that really kind of drew me in, that it was very personal, very, her voice was very emotional. You know, I felt right away, like I could feel her sadness, her pain, her righteousness, her joy, you know, all of it. And I think that kind of got me into, like, really paying attention to soulful voices, you know? So I think over time, like, some of my favorite singers have definitely her, I would say Mavis Staples, Ray Charles, Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Bobby Blue Bland,
the usual genre of badass singers.
Yeah, I mean, those are really the ones. You know, people often, I think, and it's undoubtedly, like, people want to sort of peg you for what, you know, oh, you sound like this person. So I often get compared to Bonnie Raitt. I think maybe that's the obvious choice for a female blues singer. And she was certainly, I didn't really discover her till, I don't know, and I don't think I knew about her in college. I didn't hear her growing up. I may have, like, knew the name one, but I know, it is interesting. I didn't really discover her till, like, my early to mid-20s, maybe. And certainly she's amazing. I mean, I've listened to all her albums over the years, and certainly so she has become one, you know, an influence. And I guess her style too, of just sort of that mix, you know, of, like, you can do anything, like gospel, blues, country, folk, rock, you know, all of it.
Yeah, funk. She definitely mixes it up, which we appreciate. Yeah. And so, Deb, you're going to be playing at the Phoenicia Playhouse this Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock show, part of the Flying Cat Music Series. What else is coming up on the horizon?
Like gigs after that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We're back at the Falcon Ridge. Falcon Ridge.
In Goshen.
That should be fun. And they kind of, I like the way they do it. It's not as typical as I've seen, like, say, in more the blues world, where you just kind of go in and do, you know, one set. Mm. But what's kind of cool about the Falcon Ridge Folk Fest, a lot of things are cool about it, but if you, the booking person kind of has you there the whole weekend. So, like, you come in on a Friday, you do the main stage one night, potentially. You might do, like, a small, like, last year we did the main stage Friday, then Saturday we did, like, a blues workshop with another blues artist, a smaller stage. And then we did a dance set, like, I think later that day or something. So, so that's fun. And so we're there for 3 days. Sure exactly what combo.
And that's Friday, July 24, 25, and 26 at Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen.
Yeah. we are also playing, we're going to be like in New Jersey in July at the Anglesea Blues Festival in Wildwood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we're playing at a Brandywine Museum of Art, which is in Chatsworth, Pennsylvania. Of course, being based in PA, we're doing a lot of stuff.
Cool.
I'm doing a Ray Charles tribute show also. I've done a couple of these. I just sort of had this idea with a friend of mine who plays piano. I don't really play piano very well at all, but he's my friend, Reverend Chris. He's amazing. And so we've been doing these celebration of Ray Charles shows. So at a local summer concert series, a celebration of the musical Ray Charles. Yeah. So we've got a bunch of festivals, kind of coming up this summer. The Music Fest, which is in Bethlehem, PA, which is always a very big music festival, lots of different stuff.
Well, sounds great. And Deb, we wish you nothing but the best, and we can't wait to see you on Saturday, 7 o'clock show at the Phoenicia Playhouse, which is on Church Street in beautiful Phoenicia, New York. And Phoenicia will welcome you and the band with open arms. So have a great time.
Thank you.
And enjoy the beautiful splendor of Phoenicia and the surrounding areas. And we're glad you're going to be in town. So that's cool.
I'm really looking forward to it. And it sounds like I'm coming on a really fun day where there's like an outdoor street fair with maybe some music there too. And so I'm looking forward to just maybe getting in a little early and checking out the scene.
Sweet. It's going to be a great day in Phoenicia. And the Deb Callahan Band is going to be playing at 7 o'clock on Church Street at the Phoenicia Playhouse, part of the Flying Cat Music Series. Thanks a lot for chatting with us, Deb, and all the best.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this.